Hello, everyone. I'm Bob McGee of Con Edison. Welcome to our Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Award program, on which we interview the Scholar Athlete of the Week on 100.7 WHUD. We're pleased to have Ryan McIntyre as our guest today, a senior at Mamaroneck High School, where he plays baseball and basketball. Ryan will turn 18 in September, and he lives in Larchmont. He's the son of Claire and Kevin McIntyre. Joining us today are Ryan and his coach, Mike Chaparelli. Ryan, Mike, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
It is a pleasure to have you. There's some great accomplishments here. Ryan, you've been named the top collegiate baseball player in New York State, the Journal News Top 9 Who Shine. Mamaroneck is ranked number one in New York State by Collegiate Magazine, number two by PBR, and number two by the Journal News. You've been a four-year varsity baseball starter on a team that's had a 68-19 run for a 782 winning percentage, and also 3 years of varsity basketball at point guard and 2 years at captain. How does it feel to be concluding your high school career at this point?
It is definitely very bittersweet. It has gone by very, very quick. I've got so many amazing memories, friendships, all that from high school sports. And my coaches always remind me that there's nothing like it. It only happens once, and you got to enjoy every moment. So I'm really, really soaking it up in these final weeks.
Fabulous. Now, I know in a game at Pelham on the 17th, you had three hits, a single, double, and triple, and scored the winning run in a nothing-nothing game in the eighth inning. That win gave Mamaroneck its 10th straight victory, and it also gave Coach Chaparelli his 600th career win all time. Coach, you've been doing this, what, 32 years now?
35 as a head coach and 41 in the program.
So tell us about this squad of kids that you've got right now.
Well, first of all, they all really like each other. They care about one another, and they play as one, which is the reason we won our first 14 games, which has never happened to me before either. They are very talented. We're good on the mound. We play really good defense. And they have this spirit of never giving up, even down to the last out, which, again, yesterday we were losing in the seventh inning with two outs, Ryan on second base, and we got a two-out hit to tie the game up. So they keep doing it over and over again.
Ryan, I don't know how you come up with these numbers, but you've got a .488 batting average this season, 21 for 43 with 10 runs, 15 RBIs, 16 stolen bases. It's just absolutely terrific. Can you tell us a little bit about your approach at the plate? I know you're a right-handed hitter. What do you typically, when you get in that box, what are you looking for?
The first pitch, I'm looking for a fastball middle in that I can do something with. Anything that's spinning, anything, any off-speed, I tend to lay off of unless I'm really sitting on it. And from then on out, it's more just a right center approach. Every time I get pull happy or anything like that, my whole swing kind of falls apart. I roll over. So Shap also teaches us anytime we hit a home run or anything like that, next at bat, we have to bunt in order to make sure it doesn't get to our head or anything like that. So yeah, that's my usual approach. I kind of choke up on the bat a bit too, just from the beginning, because I feel like I'm in more control. And I just want to make sure I'm not chasing anything, really, is my main goal.
So you guys are facing young pitchers that throw 90 these days. Coach, tell us how that's changed over time. That's really pretty terrific when you've got high school kids that are throwing 90 miles an hour.
I think it was used to be a rare occasion where you got one or once or twice a year you'd see one. But I think because of the pandemic, these kids had nothing to do for the last year and a half. I think they've been working out in gyms and throwing programs. And I think we've seen 12 kids that throw in the 89-90 mark this year already. And in Mamaroneck, we always get everybody's number one, usually every time. So that's why we've seen the better pitching.
That's amazing. So just looking at some of these more recent games on Friday the 21st and a game at Fox Lane, Ryan, you hit this shot to dead center to give Mamaroneck a 3-0 lead, two more hits in that 9-5 victory to bring Mamaroneck's record to 12-0 at that point. Team is 14-1 now. On the 24th, 8-0 win at New Rochelle, where you had a hit, two stolen bases, RBI, three diving plays at shortstop. This was a pretty good week. I mean, 8 for 15 with a 533 batting average. How is this all coming together at a critical time? It's quite amazing. Do you feel sort of this is serendipity, or how are things going that right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, for weeks like these and streaks and things like that, there's always ones where I just feel like I can't hit a baseball or stuff like that. So I'm enjoying it, but I'm also, after every game, I scratch it. It's a fresh set, new game. I mean, I just try to keep the same approach and mentality. And I never try to look at numbers, no matter if I'm doing well or if I'm doing poorly, because it could just get in my head and throw me off. So I'm just trying to, remain level-headed, especially as we're heading into the playoffs, making sure my swing's right and everything like that is going well with these big games coming up.
Now, if you've just joined us, I'm Bob McGee of Con Edison, and this is the Westchester Scholastic Sports Award Program on 100.7 WHUD. We're speaking with Ryan McIntyre and also his coach, the Tigers coach, Mike Chaparelli. You've made a college choice. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Last July, I committed to Amherst College to play baseball, which felt like a very long process. I was ecstatic when I was finally done with it, but I was also very happy that I found a school that I loved that I didn't even know about until maybe the beginning of my junior year. And then it just ended up being the perfect fit for me, which was awesome. Great baseball and awesome academics as well.
Your favorite subject?
It was math, but BC calculus has kind of hit me tough this year. So I don't know. I took the AP macroeconomics class that I'm taking. I really love, and I think I'll probably end up majoring in economics in college. So as of now, that's been my favorite class, favorite course of study.
Now, speaking of that macroeconomics exam, I understand that when you took that exam, you were wearing your uniform because you were going to hustle out to the field at the conclusion of that digital exam. And when you got out there, the bases were loaded, one out, and the coach put you in to close out the game on the mound. So you're playing shortstop a lot of the time. You're also pitching. Can you tell us a little bit about your approach on the mound and your pitching repertoire?
Definitely. Anytime I get on the mound, which is not all that often, my only goal is I usually come in, sixth, seventh inning to get some big outs. So my goals are just no strikes. I trust every single player we have in the field to make plays. So my main approach is just to hit the outside corner with a fastball. Anytime they seem to be on it, then I'll throw a curveball in there, maybe a changeup. But overall, I attack with my fastball and then just go from there kind of with off speed and things like that.
So tell us a little bit about Team McIntyre at home. You've got three siblings. Can you tell us a little bit about them and also your folks and their dedication to athletics and what that looks like?
So starting with my parents, they both played softball, baseball at some point in their youth. And my mom, as she got older, became a runner and she did a few marathons, which is also good at DC to support her and watch her run and all that stuff. And it's here wake up early in the morning, always running 8-9 miles, whatever it is. So at an early age, I was around that. And I kind of developed some of those habits that she had. And then with my siblings, I think they kind of fall off to me because I'm the oldest of four. All of them play sports of some kind. One of my brothers runs track. The other does baseball as well. He's playing modified at the Homix Middle School. My youngest sister is obviously at her age, we're all trying every single sport. So that's kind of what she's doing now. She's in that process. She's doing some softball, soccer, lacrosse, and we're always helping each other out, playing in the backyard, giving each other tips. So it's an awesome dynamic.
Coach Mike, can you tell us a little bit about what Ryan means to your squad?
He's the calmness of our team. He's a clutch player for us. He's one of our leaders, a two-year captain. He actually comes up big in a lot of big spots, whether it's throwing a pitch for us, making a play short, or getting a key base hit, or maybe just stealing a base and scoring a run. He is a very consistent performer. He comes to play every day. There's not a selfish bone in his body. He plays the game the way you're supposed to play it with class. I've enjoyed the 4 years with him and we'll miss him.
And I don't mean to neglect the basketball side of the McIntyre Mamaroneck career. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what that challenge has been like? I mean, obviously the baseball team has been dominant. How were the years in basketball?
Since the beginning, I was just committed to basketball as I was baseball. I started them around the same age. So as years went on, I played modified, ended up playing varsity. And I loved it. It's a very different sport than baseball. Gets me in great shape because it's a winter sport. So then by springtime, and we're doing morning runs with Shap, or waking up at 6 and running, I feel a lot better than I assume other kids would feel like. Overall, it's been great. It's nice to have two different teams, two different dynamics kind of. and just build different bonds. And obviously, you know, being captain, stuff like that in basketball too, definitely helps me when it comes to baseball season, knowing what to do, how to handle guys and things like that.
Can you talk a little bit about the leadership aspects of that role? Essentially, the way you decide to lead by example and what you do to try to pick your teammates up.
Definitely. So, I mean, I remember when I was, you know, an underclassman and I would watch the other captains do their thing and definitely start to take after them. So I want to just be that same role model for the kids now. So a lot of it's leading through example. I, you know, I'm vocal when I have to be, of course, but every kid is very unselfish, very disciplined. We're a disciplined team. No one's reckless. They all want to, they'll make the sacrifices for us to win. So for the most part, I just want to, whether where it's a game like Pelham where no one's really hitting or we're kind of slow, I just want to be the energy guy to get us going. Cause then it all starts from there.
This is always a big New York question. Yankees or Mets?
It's been Mets since the very beginning. My grandpa's a Mets fan. Dad was a Mets fan. So then I followed. I'm happy to be one.
So in the McIntyre clan, there's a National League tradition. And for basketball, Nets or Knicks?
Knicks. I'm enjoying it right now.
Big win. It's a lot of fun to see the arenas filled, for sure.
Yeah, it's the best.
How do you balance the academic demands here, Ryan, with what you've got going on with the sports? It's always a tricky thing. I'm amazed at the accomplishments of some of the young people that I've spoken with this year in terms of their academic achievements in conjunction with what they're doing on athletic fields. Can you talk a little bit about where do you find the time?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it took me some time to develop a routine. I mean, a big part of it has been using a planner or schedule of some sort just to know what my week is looking like, so I know when to get certain projects done or things like that. Another key aspect has been like taking advantage of free periods throughout the day. So sometimes I'll get most of my work done like during the school day, during lunch, times like those. So I know I'm going on a bus ride, I'm going to get home late, won't have much time, I'll be tired. You know, that's an ideal time to do my work. But seeing teachers has been big too, building relationships with them, just making sure I'm on top of my workload, because it's kind of easy to let stuff slip when you're so focused on sports and things like that. But obviously I prioritize academics. That's been my thing from day one. My parents obviously have instilled that on me. That's really been the main key.
I do see that you've been involved with the National Honor Society, also with the Lions Heart Club, with the Investment Club at school, also the Music Discussion Club too. So there's a lot of different things going on here. I also see in the academic area, Chinese, classic science fiction, and civic research and research in action. You mentioned your interest in macroeconomics. Given your involvement with the investment club, do you have any stock tips for people out there?
Oh, not really. I mean, I've been trying, as my 18th birthday is coming up, I've definitely been trying to do my own research. I definitely want to be more of a long-term guy, you know, not the risky day-to-day stuff. That's what I've learned so far. That's what my parents have been really preaching, making sure I understand.
So, Coach, can you tell us a little bit about the Mamaroneck program? And, you know, obviously, you're going to lose Ryan to Amherst here, and you've got a squad coming along. So you want to give us a little brief on that?
Yeah, we first of all, I just want to shout out to Ty Carver, Ryan's basketball coach, who has used him as a captain and point guard for 3 years and helped lead that team too, on the floor and off the floor. Ty, I know you did a really good job with him. As far as the baseball program, hey, we work really hard. I have Coach Glazer, Coach Novick helped me with the team. The kids know what they expected. We start with a 6 week, 6 o'clock in the morning run. The kids have to do before preseason. They have to put the tarp on off. We put the tarp on last night in the dark. We took it off this morning at 6:45. They have to work extremely hard with the team. And it's everybody's in, all in. And we either all win together, lose together, or tie together. It's a really nice program. We demand them to mentally be tough on the field, know what they have to do on the field.
14-1 is pretty good, I should say. I think everybody would love to be perfect, but it doesn't always work out that way, obviously. We've got just over a minute left. Ryan, tell me about your greatest thrill.
Well, I want to say we lost to White Plains last night, so we definitely have a big rivalry against them. So two years ago, we played them first round of the playoffs, I believe. We were down 2-1. They were pitching a great pitcher. Bottom of the seventh, two outs. I got on base, beat out a ground ball. got to second on an overthrow. And then the next guy up singled up the middle. I scored, tying run. And then eventually we had a walk-off single after that. And it was just an amazing feeling. It's such a long game, weather issues, all that stuff. So it was all the feels and just dogpiling with my teammates. So that was probably, it's probably my greatest thrill. I can remember it vividly. It's on YouTube, so I can always watch it too, which is awesome.
That's absolutely great. You've had a great high school career, and I'm sure the coach will join me in just acknowledging that you're just getting started. I want to thank you both for joining us today. Thanks so much, everyone. That's our Westchester Scholastic Sports Award program on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Bob McGee. Please join us again next week.